Hi, everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. My name is Joe.
I am Celine.
Today, we're on day two of our story of the Little Prince. Now, yesterday, we started with our narrator who crashed his plane in the Sahara Desert. Now, Celine, if you were trapped in the Sahara Desert, what would be the first thing you would do? Let's say you crashed and you found somebody. There was, just happened to be somebody there. What would you do first?
Give me water.
Water. Of course. You need water.
Yeah.
You need to get out of there. What happens, though? The little prince asks for a drawing of a sheep.
That's really,
not food,
really
not water,
strange.
Not shelter. Really weird. But, you know, that's where the story is going so far. The guy who crashed, he draws a sheep for the little prince, but it's inside a box. And he loved it, and that's where we left them off. They're still in the desert, still trying to figure out what they're going to do next. Let's find out what they're going to do, how they're going to survive. Let's go through day two of the story, and then Celine and I will be back.
The Prince from Another Planet.
While I was fixing my plane, the little prince told me about his planet.
There are many baobab trees. They're growing too fast and hurting my planet. I want a sheep to eat them.
I replied, "A sheep will even eat roses with thorns." The prince began to cry.
Oh, my planet only has one rose. I don't want a sheep to eat her.
He continued,
I cared for my rose, although she never cared for me. So I decided to leave my planet.
I asked, then why do you care if a sheep eats her? He replied,
She apologized. I thought about staying, but she encouraged me to travel.
Fix. My uncle fixed my broken bicycle. My uncle fixed my broken bicycle. Leave. Leave. I will leave the room so you two can talk. I will leave the room so you two can talk.Apologize. Apologize. Although I apologized to Sarah, she never forgave me. Although I apologized to Sarah, she never forgave me. Travel. Travel. Sylvia wants to travel around the world.Sylvia wants to travel around the world.
The story starts off today by saying, while I was fixing my plane, the little prince told me about his planet. So he's trying to fix his plane. He crashed it. It's probably broken. So that's what it means to fix something. It means to repair something that is broken or not working properly. For example, my uncle fixed my broken bicycle.My uncle fixed my broken bicycle.
Fix 在这里呢就是修理的意思，那是一个动词哦。例句的意思呢就是我的叔叔修好了我的脚踏车。那今天故事的开头一样是飞行员开始说话哦，他说我在修飞机的时候呢，小王子告诉我关于他的行星的事情哦。
Okay, so they're fixing the plane. Mm-hmm. He's telling them about my home planet. What's it like there? Is it very different from Earth? Is it very weird or odd? Mm-hmm. That's the word we learned yesterday to describe things that are strange. Well, he says, there are many baobab trees. Okay, this is a very special type of tree. They're kind of have an odd shape to them. The branches are...
Yeah, I looked it up.
They curve in weird ways. They look kind of bent and broken and strange.It says, they're growing too fast and hurting my planet. I want a sheep to eat them. Oh, okay. Now it makes sense. He wants a sheep to eat the trees because they're growing too fast. If there's too much of a certain type of plant somewhere, sometimes that's bad for the environment. They take over everything. That's what these baobab trees are working. He wants a sheep to eat them, but it's a drawing of a sheep. It's not a real sheep that's going to go eat them.
Yeah, still strange.
It's just a picture, still a little bit weird.
Yeah.引号里呢这句话呢就是小王子所说的话、哦、他说我的行星上有很多猴面包树这个 baobab trees 是一种长得很粗壮的树哦。小王子说他们长得太快伤害了我的行星那我想要一只羊吃掉他们这就是为什么小王子想要飞行员画一只羊给他啦
He goes on to say, this is the little, oh, he goes on to reply. It says, I replied, a sheep will even eat roses with thorns. Okay, sheep, they'll eat everything. They're very hungry. They're not picky eaters. If you put food in front of them, they're not going to say, bring me something better. No, they're just going to eat it. They love food.
I think they love to eat paper.
They eat everything. They're greedy. They just love to eat.
Yeah.
They'll even eat roses with thorns. Now, this was a reply. If somebody says something to you, when you answer back, that is your reply to them. You're saying something back to them, to something they have said to you, okay? And thorns, those are sharp little spikes that you see on some plants. Roses have them. A lot of other different plants have them, too. And you find out they have thorns when you're walking through the forest or something, and you feel a pain in your foot, and you realize you have stepped on one of them. Roses are very pretty. We even have a saying in English to say that there's good and bad in every situation. We say every rose has its thorn.It means there's good in every situation and bad in every situation.
就是每一只、玫瑰都有刺，意思就是你有好的状况呢，也会有坏的状况。那 reply 呢，我们这边是动词哦，意思就是回答、回复。那飞行员就回他说啊，一只羊甚至会吃掉有刺的玫瑰哦，这么厉害。Thorn 就是刺，所以呢 ，roses with thorns 就是带刺的玫瑰咯。
Next, the prince began to cry. Okay, he got sad. He started, he starts getting sad and he says, my planet only has one rose. Okay, so the whole planet, there's only one flower, one rose. I don't want a sheep to eat her. Okay, notice he says her.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about the rose. He doesn't say it because it's a plant. Normally we would call a plant it. We wouldn't say it's a him or a her. We save that for like people or
it's
for
like
animals.
It's a person.
Yeah,
right?
He's saying like it's a person, okay? Maybe this will come back later. I don't want a sheep to eat her. He's getting very emotional. He's crying because he doesn't want the rose to be eaten by the sheep.
好，那小王子呢？这边就开始哭喊的说啊，我的行星只有一只玫瑰，我不想要羊吃掉它。那你看在这句话里面呢，小王子不是把玫瑰当做一个没有生命的东西哦，他不是说 it， 而是 her， 是一个女生呢。所以这里呢，我们就可以看出来，小王子的玫瑰在这个故事里可能是一个像人一样的角色哦。
So he's going to continue. He says, as he continued, he went on speaking.I cared for my rose, although she never cared for me. So I decided to leave my planet. Again, he is talking about the rose like it's a person, like it's a girl or a woman.
Yeah.
So the rose never cared for me. He says, like, she never loved me. She didn't like me, something like that. So I decided to leave my planet. If you leave somewhere, it means to go away from a place...Or from a person, too. You can leave a person or a place. For example, I will leave the room so you two can talk. I will leave the room so you two can talk.
Okay, leave 呢是动词哦，意思就是离开。那这句例句的意思呢，就是我会离开房间，让你们两个可以谈话。Continue 就是继续，那这边当然就是继续说的意思哦。他继续说啦。我照顾我的玫瑰，虽然它从来不照顾我，所以我决定要离开我的行星。Care for 这边就是照顾、照料的意思哦。
Now we go back to the narrator of the story, the person telling the story. It says, I asked, then why do you care if a sheep eats her? So he's saying, well, if the rose doesn't care about you, why do you care about the rose? Why do you care if the sheep comes along and goes, eats up the rose? Why do you care about that?
他就我就问到啊，那 为什么你在乎羊是不是会把它吃了呢？那如果羊把它吃了又有什么关系？那这句话的 care 跟上一句的这个 care for 是不太一样的。这里的 care 就是在乎的意思。你可能听过这个 I don't care， 跟这边用法很类似哦，都是在乎。If 在这边呢是如果的意思，那也是我们这次的快译通哦。那我们就有请这个快译通老师来讲解一下吧。
英文
快通 ，Oh yeah！
大家好，我是 Celine， 欢迎来到英文快通。如果你现在在看英文快通，那就表示你的英文要大进步啦。假如你没有看，那你就少学到一招喽。这个如果怎样，那就怎样。这个英文里要怎么表示呢？我们可以用 if 这个连接词来表示如果。if 子句表示的呢是表假设的状况，但是这种表达假设的条件句怎么可能只有半句嘞？一定要有个结果啊！中文里你跟别人说，如果明天下雨，这样子别人就会觉得，你干嘛不把话讲完啊？同样的，英文里也应该有一个子句表达结果。所以如果明天下雨 ，if it rains tomorrow， 接下来就会有一个主要子句表示结果 ，we will stay at home。If it rains tomorrow， we will stay at home。If it rains tomorrow, we will stay at home. 这句话呢，我们会用中逗点把中间连接起来。那这两个子句呢，顺序也可以倒过来哦。We will stay at home if it rains tomorrow. We will stay at home if it rains tomorrow. 通常 if 子句我们会使用现在式，那主要子句呢，则会使用一个助动词。例如，我们刚刚就在主要子句中使用了 will， 用未来式表达之后的结果。那我们也可以用 should, might, can 这些情态助动词。举例来说，相信你老师一定常跟你说哦 ，If you want to have better grades, you need to study harder. If you want to have better grades, you need to study harder. 如果你想要成绩好，那你就应该要更努力的读书，或者是说 ，You can call the police if you are in a car accident.You can call the police if you are in a car accident. 你如果呢发生车祸，你可以打给警察。如果你好好看 A Plus 英文快译通，那你的英文就会大跃进啦。If you watch A Plus English Grammar carefully, your English will improve a lot. 那么我们下次见咯，拜拜。
Now, before we left you for the break, the little prince was talking to the guy who crashed his plane in the desert. They were talking about the rose, the one rose on the planet. And basically, the little prince said he left because the rose didn't care for him, didn't care about him. Now, the guy was asking the little prince, well, then why do you care about her? She doesn't care about you. Why are you so worried about how she feels about you? He replied, she apologized.If you apologize, it means you say you're sorry. I'm sorry, I'm so sorry. And it says, I thought about staying, but she encouraged me to travel. Okay, so she said, yeah, just go ahead. Just take off, see the universe, go see some other planets. I hear Earth is lovely this time of year. Why don't you go and explore the Sahara Desert? I would have said, go to the beach or something. You know, go to Mexico, lie back on the beach and relax.He decided to go to the one place on Earth where it's the most difficult to survive.
It's special of him.
Let's go back to the word apologize for a minute. We'll show you how to use it in an example. We could say, although I apologized to Sarah, she never forgave me. Although I apologized to Sarah, she never forgave me.
Okay, apologize, 我们看到这个动词哦，它其实就是 say sorry 的意思啦，就是道歉。那这句话的意思呢，就是我虽然向 Sarah 道歉了，但是她不曾原谅我。And we saw another word, travel.
That's right, travel means to go from one place to another, especially over a long distance. So like you're going to other countries or you're going to other cities, places you've never been before. For example, Sylvia wants to travel around the world.Sylvia wants to travel around the world.
Yeah, or to travel to another planet.
Yes, very long distance.
Yeah, travel 呢是动词，意思就是旅行哦。那刚刚例句意思就是 Sylvia 想要环游世界，就是 travel around the world.
Okay, what's going to happen next? He was encouraged to travel. What does it mean if you encourage somebody to do something?
Encourage somebody to do something 意思就是鼓励某人去做某事。那这句话呢，我们课文就是说他回答到他道歉了，不过我想过要留下来，不过他鼓励我去旅行这样子哦。
That's right, so you're saying like good things to them about doing something. You're saying, yeah, go ahead, you should definitely do that. So the rose was saying to the little prince, I'm sorry,And you should go explore the universe. Go check out Earth, see the sights, meet new people, have a great time in the Sahara Desert. Okay, well, at least he's meeting new people.
Yeah.
Sort of. He's met somebody who crashed his plane. We don't normally meet people in those circumstances. we don't usually meet in a plane crash. Oh, how did you two meet? Oh, it was a plane crash. You know, the same old story.
Yeah, I'm still alive.
Yeah, I'm still alive. It all worked out in the end.Well, that brings us almost to the end of our program for today. Before we leave you, let's have our wrap-up. So today on the story, we've been learning a lot more about this little prince character. Of course, we know he comes from another planet, but we didn't know why he left.It turns out there are a lot of these baobab trees. They're growing all over the planet. That's why he wanted the sheep.
He
said the sheep was going to eat the trees.But then he started crying. He got really worried because he said, there's one rose on my planet. I don't want the sheep to eat the rose. Why didn't he want the sheep to eat the rose?
Because he cared for her.
Yeah, he cared about the rose. He keeps calling the rose she, like it's a girl or like it's a woman. And it seems he cares about the rose a lot, but he was kind of thinking the rose didn't care about him.That's why he left. He kind of made up with the rose. She apologized, and she said, you should go travel. You should go see the universe. So that's what he did. That's how he wound up on Earth. So now we know his whole backstory. We just need to get to the conclusion. We need to find out what's going to happen to the little prince and the man who has crashed his plane in the desert. We'll find out on day 3, right here on A Plus English. Until then, I'm Joe.
I'm Celine.
Goodbye.
Bye.
I want to buy some glow sticks for the concert.
I want to buy some glow sticks for the concert.
Hey, welcome back to our 小聚会。今天呢，要来聊聊演唱会不可缺少又很能带动气氛的东西。除了尖叫声，是否会让你想到荧光棒呢？Glow stick, G-L-O-W-S-T-I-C-K, 就是指荧光棒。我们拆开来看啊 ,glow 呢当动词使用就是发光。That sticker glows in the dark, 像有些夜光贴纸啊在暗处就会发光。Stick, 名词除了有树枝的意思呢它还有木棍啊棍子等等的意思。那么组合在一起 ,glow stick, 这会发光的棍子啊就是荧光棒啦。不过今天的小聚会还要特别注意一点，买东西给谁或是为了什么目的而买东西 ,buy 的介系词是搭配 for 的哦。例如 ,my sister Celine bought some snacks for me, 我的好姐姐 Celine 买了些甜食来喂肥我。Or I bought so many notebooks for the new semester, 为了新学期的到来啊我买了很多的笔记本。来看一下今天的小聚会吧。I want to buy some glow sticks for the concert. I want to buy some glow sticks for the concert. 别偷懒练习小聚会哦。I'll see you soon. Bye.
I want to buy some glow sticks for the concert.
I want to buy some glow sticks for the concert.
The prince from another planet.
While I was fixing my plane,The little prince told me about his planet.
There are many baobab trees. They're growing too fast and hurting my planet. I want a sheep to eat them.
I replied, "A sheep will even eat roses with thorns." The prince began to cry.
Oh, my planet only has one rose.I don't want a sheep to eat her.
He continued,
I cared for my rose, although she never cared for me. So I decided to leave my planet.
I asked, Then why do you care if a sheep eats her? He replied,
She apologized. I thought about staying, but she encouraged me to travel.
Fix. Fix. My uncle fixed my broken bicycle. My uncle fixed my broken bicycle. Leave. Leave. I will leave the room so you two can talk. I will leave the room so you two can talk. Apologize. Apologize. Although I apologized to Sarah, she never forgave me. Although I apologized to Sarah, she never forgave me. Travel. Travel. Sylvia wants to travel around the world. Sylvia wants to travel around the world.